Oh. Hi, my name
Hello.
is Shanta from customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, I was just calling. First of all, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Long day, like everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people, yeah. Well, I entered a sweepstakes. You pay like $2.95 or something to be draw, like have your name entered in a drawing or something for a KitchenAid stand mixer. And that was it, and blah, 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 whatever. And then today on my card, there's a charge for 67, what was it, 67.32 that was not authorized by me. Yeah, my bank accounts or my debit card's already been shut down. So, I mean, you can't take any more, but just was kind of wondering what was going on with that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I get your zip code, please?
51503.
Okay. And your name?
Stacy Knox.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Knox. Okay, now I am showing a Stacy Knox in our system in our Council Bluffs area. Can you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 2704 East Keynesville Boulevard, Apartment 63, Council Bluffs, Iowa 51503.
Okay, thank you. One moment here. Okay, yes, ma'am. So with the information you have provided me, I do show the KitchenAid entry to win, paying the $5.74. It also stated in the terms with that entry, it enrolled you into our Factor Direct Savings Club. But if you didn't want to become a member, you did have 48 to 72 hours to give us a call to let us know. But due to we didn't receive that call, that's why that charge was billed for our volume discount. I'm sorry, our Factor Direct Savings Club, where you receive a $125 gift voucher to use at our online web store. But I can
Oh
get
no,
your
there was
account.
nothing.
Yeah, it has to
There
be
was
put in our
nothing like
terms.
that said anything about that.
Yes, ma'am. It has
There
to
was
be put
no
in our
even
terms.
like ex
Yes,
Oh,
ma'am.
that one did not pop up. There's
Yeah,
no
it
I
has to.
agree to, I mean.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, I can get your account canceled out, no problem at all, and make sure there's no reoccurring charges. When you say that your card was locked down or shut down, did you file a dispute in regard to the charge that was billed?
Yeah, I just called him and told him to shut my debit card off.
Yeah, I got that part, but did you file a dispute in regard to the charges?
No, I told him I'd call you guys first. And they
Okay.
said if you guys won't refund it, then they will file the dispute.
Okay, so they would just give us a call and we will provide them with the information. Now, I know I can assist with the 50% courtesy refund in regards to what was charged, because I do see there was a voucher that was sent out to your email address.
I did not. I checked my email multiple times a day. I didn't see that either.
I tell you what I do, Ms. Stacy. It shows that an email was sent out to stacy.18@yahoo.com with a voucher of $125. It was mentioned in our terms and conditions when the entry was done, but I will cover the other 50% of what you was charged as a customer courtesy to make sure you get your full refund of $67.32. Allow 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. No, and I maybe it went to spam or something because I usually don't check that.
Okay, but I have refunded that amount in full, allowed 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect. I also do have your cancellation number for you. You have a pen and paper available?
I sure do. You go ahead whenever you're ready.
C as in cancel, 263-586-949.
Okay.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.